welcome to the final week. We have only 5 days remaining after today in this journey of transformation. Of course, this is just the beginning of something that is going to continue for life, but at least we're almost done the 40 days. This week, we're going to focus on how the transformation in us actually changes how we view others. It changes how we feel about others and the world around us. We're going to talk about what it means to put off the old man and put on the new man that we are in Christ Jesus. This is so important. The transformation begins in us. We are transformed from the inside out, where our hearts are now filled with an acute awareness of Christ. We sense the love of Christ at all times. But this love within us is not meant to be self-contained. Love that doesn't reach others at some point is not complete. John talked about this, because God is love. We know him and perceive his love. We love others. John even went so far as to say, if we don't love others, it's because we don't know God, for God is love. But that love for others doesn't come because we're told to love. It doesn't come because we are commanded to love. In fact, loving actions done because we're commanded to is rooted in fear. It's not God's love. We know from before that there is no fear in love. Love and fear are polar opposites. So if we are demonstrating love towards someone because we have to, then what is the real source of that so-called love? Is the root not fear of not being accepted? Or maybe we are afraid of losing something. If we have to be told to love more to begin with, isn't it because we really don't know love? Our love is a toxic love that is rooted in fear. Fear is based on insecurities. Now, in order for us to not to be ostracized, rejected, or guilty, we express actions that on the surface seem to be based on love for others, but that is not real love. It's rooted in fear. We can say we love God, but is it real love? Or are we afraid of death or maybe hell? In order to convince ourselves that we love God, we then express it. We go to church service and we sing about how much we love God, but is it real love or is it rooted in fear? I know, for example, in my own life, when I was going through my own transformation, there was a long period of time when I said to God, I'm not going to tell you anymore that I love you, because I don't even know whether that is a genuine love or whether it's rooted in fear. And so I didn't share it. I didn't tell God that I loved him. But, the more I became aware of God's love in me, the more I sensed his love for me, or the more I was focused on his love for me, the more I just wanted to burst out and declare that I love God. And I remember the day when I actually just said it out loud. It was such a breaking point in my life, because I didn't have to say it. I didn't feel forced to say it. God didn't put his gun to my head and say, tell me that you love me. I didn't have any of that, but it came from the overflow of my heart. I said, God, I love you. The same is true with any relationship we're in. The same true with your spouse. If you're told that you have to love your wife, or you have to love your husband, or if you tell someone you have to love me, do you comply because it's a genuine love, or because you're afraid of the consequences of not expressing love? Maybe the kids will reject me. Maybe the church will not approve of me. Maybe God will not like me or reject me. Maybe it will affect my job, my finances, my status, my standard of living. So for that reason, I will express love. But that love is not genuine. It is not real. It's rooted in what is opposite to love. It's rooted in fear. But as you're beginning to notice by now, the more you connect with Jesus in your heart, the more you are aware of the incredible love that he has for you, and the more you genuinely love others. It's not something that is forced. It's not a command anymore. And that's why I believe the best counseling that a person can ever receive is to go through this and be transformed and to experience the love of God. Because the more they wear the love of God, the more they will have problems, the problems in all their relationships resolved. That's the key. You see, the more you connect with Jesus in your heart, the more you're aware of the incredible love that he has for you, and the more you genuinely love others. It's not something that is forced. It's not a command anymore. Man was created in God's image and God's likeness, but we lost it when we succumbed to fear. But through Jesus, we are aware of what he is, of what who he is. God is love. You are love for that particular reason. You are created in his image. Say it with me. I am love. You see, this is who you are. Your heart has been rewritten. You are love, and therefore you express unconditional love to others. It's no longer about being right or wrong. Fear needs to be right in order to feel good about itself. But love only has one desire, one goal, to give life unto others. And only unconditional love can give life to others. You love others, not because you will get love in return, not because it's a command. You love others because that's who you are, because of Jesus. You have experienced the love, and therefore you love others. When that is rooted in your heart, then you are now living a whole new life, a life without limits. We'll see you tomorrow.